January 14, Acts of the Apostles 10:15. Jesus says, "What God has purified, though it may appear to be impure, is a spirit that seeks God with purity of purpose. I have already told you, and through you, I say so to many who are even less evangelized than you in my doctrine, that you must never judge. God alone is the judge. When, from the height of my throne, I see upright spirits pursuing their longing, and seeking God with every means at their disposal, seeking to serve, and love this God with all their strength, I justify them, and make them pure and pleasing in my sight as children of mine, and where men fall short, I make up for it by granting spiritual lights. O lukewarm Catholic Christians, how often my word shines, and becomes light in the hearts of those who are not your brothers and sisters in Catholicism, but who surpass you in love for Christ, and, even if they do not know Christ, in love for the true God, whom they feel, although he is unknown to them, to be living eternally in his creation. In truth I tell you, that the Spirit of God knows no limitation, and becomes the teacher of truth for many whom you deem to be disliked by God. Like a tide covering one shore, while leaving uncovered the opposite one, which, because it is enveloped excessively with sand, does not allow the waves to rise up to cleanse it, and moisten it with themselves, the Holy Spirit, whose coming too many of you Catholics hinder with your way of life, pours out his lights upon others more deserving than you to receive them, and purifies them for God, for he is the purifier, the preparer, and the perfecter of the work of the Word. As, in human history, the Spirit, through the mouth of the prophets, prepared men for my coming, and, after my return to God, perfected in you the capacity to understand my word, so too, it is always he, the third divine person, who prepares the way for me in the hearts, that have not yet received me as truth, and waters them for me, so that my truth, deposited like a seed borne by the divine wind, will become a large tree in them upon which all the virtues may take up their dwelling. Prior to me, he baptizes present-day pagans, and by pagans I mean all the non-Catholics. And if only your goodwill wanted him to rebaptize you as well, for you are becoming, or have already gone back to being, pagans, he baptizes with the fire of true love. I thus say to you once more, do not judge to be profane what God has purified, and have a heart of fraternal charity for all. I obey you by writing down Jesus' indication concerning Antonia's epigraph. After I had given you the page, and you had departed with it, Jesus said to me, "Be sure you point out to Father that you forgot to put an accent on the letter E, preceding blessedness. And that changes the meaning of the sentence, and makes it meaningless. Remember to tell them, and have them add this accent. That's that. This morning there was nothing special for me, as there has been nothing up to this moment, 11 p.m.